Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Two Things Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I am here with another fellow podcast host. Nicola Vaughn hosts Outspoken Beauty. She's located in the UK. Nicola, welcome.
Hello.
I'm so happy to have you here. We just recorded an episode of her podcast, and like when I tell you the phrase glitter tits came up no less than five times. I mean, like, just stop what you're doing. Go to the Outspoken Beauty feed. Go listen to that episode first. You're going to be obsessed with Nicola if you don't already listen to Outspoken Beauty, which I'm sure a lot of you do. And then come back and you can listen to this. But yes, glitter tits.
Glitter tits. You've given me the giggles. I've got, you know, when you're a student, I don't know if you used to get this, when you used to get the giggles so badly, you thought you were going to like be sick.
Yeah.
I can feel the bubbles of that in my chest and it's bubbling up like a volcano.
I mean,
Okay. I'm going to get, you're very funny.
Thank you so much. It's been so long since that has had, like, I've had like a really good laugh session, you know, via like a Google Hangout. So this is just making my day.
I had one recently. This is actually really bad. I had it with someone who wasn't a friend. It was a client, but we were laughing and she farted. And it was weird. But she didn't know me well enough for it to be funny. She just went really quiet and really pale. I was like, don't worry. Like, we've all done it. I mean, you
everybody
know, it's
farts.
Normal. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh man, that is amazing. It reminds me of being, you know, when, like you said, like when you're younger and like, remember when you'd have to take turns reading from the textbook in class and it'd be like and the word penis would be in there because it was a science textbook and you would be like frantically trying to count out the paragraphs and the people and be like, am I gonna have to say the word penis? Like, is the penis gonna be in my paragraph?
Can I just say, like, no, I never had to read the word penis at school ever. I mean, which school did you go to?
Oh, Penis University. That might be why. No, we always had to read from the science textbook. And I just have this thought of like, oh my God, can I go to the bathroom? Can I throw up on the floor right now? Like, anything to not say the word penis out loud. Because you'd start laughing. Like, I would literally just start laughing and like pee my pants. So I feel like we're back there. Glitter tits brought me back.
Can I just say, Penis University would have come, can I just say, that would have come in handy for me aged around 16 because I had no idea what to do with them. And I remember my boyfriend of the time, just, he actually said these words, Caroline, I'm not kidding. So I was a very innocent girl and like it was the first experience of being near to a penis. And he said to me, Houston, we have a problem. I'm not joking.
Oh my
God. I'm not joking.
God.
I thought, am I allowed to be graphic here?
100%. I would be upset if you weren't right now.
Okay. I thought when you gave a blowjob, which I didn't even know existed until I met this guy.
Sure.
That you just licked it like a lollipop. No one ever taught me. And he said, Houston, we have a problem. And I didn't know what to do about this. And I blame my mother. I'm going to teach my daughter the art of the blowjob because she'll never have to go through what I went through.
Oh my God. I mean, like, I imagine there are so many women or men listening and nodding their heads being like, yeah, you know, they don't teach us that in school. You're right. Penis University would have done us.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah, anyway.
So you were mid. Yeah, I have to ask. You were still in process and he said, Houston, we have a problem.
When he said those words, I stood back and I was like, oh. Okay.
You're like, what? Well, that'll ruin Apollo 13 for you forever. I mean, classic movie gone right out the window. That is so funny.
Yeah, it has actually scarred me for life. I'll never forget that. That there are certain things in my life that, yeah, have scarred me. Actually, do you know how, like I was saying to you when you recorded my podcast, yeah, you're talented at bringing things back to the subject. So I'm going to tell you another experience, which will lead me so beautifully to my product that I'm going to talk about today.
I can't wait.
Okay. So just to let you know, so I'm a hairy woman, like properly hairy.
Sure.
Like, yeah, like I used to, it's kind of been sorted now through various channels, but I used to have literally pubic hair up my stomach, like the inside of my thighs,
sure,
and my arms and a mustache and chin hairs. And I was playing with my friend. We were 13. We were outside and this gorgeous guy called Ed came up to me and he said, "Do you know what, Nicola? I'd date you if you didn't have monkey arms."
That will stick with you forever.
Yeah, it did. And it made me shave my arms.
I have to tell you, in kind, the similar story for me. Like, there are things that boys said to me when I was younger and impressionable that have stuck with me. And that brings me back to a similar moment where, like, just feeling like I didn't know I was supposed to be self-conscious about this, and now I have this snotty, sweaty little piece of shit 14-year-old boy telling me that my arm hair is too dark. You like, ew, like, but thinking like, oh, this guy is so hot and he knows everything, so he must be right about a 14-year-old piece of sweaty boy shit. I mean really, this reminds me though back to your blowjob licking point. Houston, we have a problem. When I was in eighth grade, I had the biggest crush on this guy named Derek. He was in ninth grade. So, of course, he was.
Sorry, Caroline.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, she's already like, well, that's enough of the story.
It's only because my dad's friend's called Derek. So I'm thinking of Uncle Derek.
Oh, my gosh. Don't. Don't for this story. Let me tell you. So, of course, I'm like, Derek is so mature and he's in ninth grade. So, you know, he knows everything and he's very amazing and smart and worldly. And we're talking on, you know, AOL Instant Messenger, as you do when you're in eighth grade. You can't go anywhere. You're in the family living room on the big clunky desktop and you're like, bloop, bloop, bloop. And Derek messages me and we're talking online and it's a Friday night. And I remember he goes, "Do you ever get horny?" And I was like, "I'm a girl," because I thought horny and boners were the same thing. And I was so offended that, because I thought we were really having like a moment on AOL. You know, I really thought we were having a moment where we were flirting. And I'm like, he thinks I'm a boy? He thinks I have a penis? Where did I go wrong? Like, what? What, like, scrolling up in the conversation trying to be like, what indication did I give that I have a penis? He was like, "Do you get horny?" And I was like, "I'm a girl." And then that ended the conversation. And we ended up making out after the school play, you know, a few months down the road. That's neither here nor there. And by making out, I mean like in the grossest term of the word. But like, yeah, I was really like, horny equals penis. How dare you ask me that?
Oh, that's so innocent. That's so sweet. And your heart, I can imagine your heart sinking. You're like, totally. Oh my God, I thought something was happening. And he thinks I'm a boy.
Why does he think I'm a boy? Like, who does he think he's talking to? Like, all of these things like running through my head, being like, I'm a girl. This is Caroline. Do you know who you're talking? I'm a girl. I'm a girl. What? I'm a girl. I can't get horny. I'm a girl. Like, really, like, just pure panic of being like, what are you talking about? Do I get horny?
Oh, and he's probably thinking, God, I really thought girls did get horny, yeah, but obviously I'm wrong. They don't. They just don't.
He's probably just moving on to whatever other girl he's texting or IMing with online and with one hand, you know, jerking off in the family living room. Derek, disgusting. Boys are disgusting.
Ed is disgusting.
They're all
gross and sweaty and yucky. By the way, if my son ever does any of this stuff, He is going to be in such trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not joking. Trouble.
You're going to send him to Penis University and he's gonna
going to Penis. No, he's going to go. No, Caroline. The University of the Vulva.
Yeah. I wish all men would get a degree. In,
how do I?
From UV. Oh my God.
I feel like we've come up with a lot of business ideas here. I feel like the Vulva University, Penis University, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, we're going to be, you know, Trump had Trump University. I don't know why we couldn't start Penis University.
We
will make a marketing deck after this recording is over. I cannot wait to label this as explicit. Like, please do not listen in the car with your children. We're talking about blowjobs and vaginas.
Oh no!
But yeah, I mean, I feel for you. You are the mother of a daughter. Like, I hope the first lesson, and I feel like I know you well enough now to know that the first lesson you will teach her is like, if any sweaty 13-year-old boy ever says anything to you, just know that they are so sweaty and so dumb. Like, they don't know anything. Nothing about you is wrong. Like, do not listen to Ed and do not listen to Derek. You know, they might look cool. Yeah. They are not cool. They are sweaty.
I mean, I am so obsessed with giving her self-worth and body positivity. I take it too far. I go too far the other way. So I'm like, look at mommy's hairy fanny. I know that a fanny is a different thing with you, but I love my hair. I embrace my big nose. And like, and then I'll kind of like dance around and like wobble myself. I want her to love her body. But it's, I think she's just like, what the actual
She's
fuck?
Like, mom's crazy.
Yeah, no, she is. I think she is. And then Louis. Oh, can I? Oh, this is so bad.
Oh, say
I,
it.
Sorry. I want them to learn the right technology for words. It's for like vulva, vagina, penis. Yes. They need to know it, even though they're young. And the other day, oh God, this is so weird. Louis came up to me and went, Mommy, I love the smell of your vagina. And he's four. And I said, darling, you can't say that.
No.
No, you haven't ever smelt mommy's vagina and you must never say that at school because mommy will go to prison.
What do you say? Like, okay, here's a question I have for parents. Where does the conversation happen and how does it happen where you have to toggle the line of like, yep, it's called a vagina. You're allowed to touch your penis. Like, it's totally normal. And also, like, hey, like, we do not touch our penis in the grocery store. Like, when does that all happen?
Well, this is, yeah, because you're obviously being open-minded. You're thinking, I want them to know they can explore themselves. But equally, when your son gets his electric toothbrush and uses it on his dick, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Right. Standards have to be put in place. That's right.
Again, darling, you know, touch it, but please don't brush it with that toothbrush. And so, yeah, it's all about kind of like, yeah, you know, knowing where to toe the line, Caroline, where to toe the line.
Oh, I mean, honest, I know there are so many parents that listen to G Thanks, and I am just in awe of you because I think if I had a son and I saw him trying to use his electric toothbrush on his penis, I would just pack a bag and just leave the house. They would never see me again. I'd be like, Dan, this is all you and I will not be coming back. Or I would just laugh and probably like give them a complex and ruin their life. Like, I think I would either abandon or die laughing, and I don't think either are good option. So to all the parents out there, and it's incredible.
Yeah, I feel for every parent because also, you know, if you're a parent like me, you're very neurotic and you'll read all the psychology self-help books, what you should and shouldn't do. And you think, okay, if I do that, I'm going to affect him for life. I've done it. It's too late. What am I going to do now? It's just, it's just too much. Seriously, I'm on the edge all the time, all the time.
I think a lot of moms and dads could relate to that. But like, God bless you. If I ever have children, buckle up and I will set aside a therapy fund now for my unborn kids because I'm sure I'm going to be putting them through it. That is so funny. My God, that story about your son reminds me of my friend's child who they walked into one of those little convenience stores that has the like the fisheye mirror so you can see around the corner and it sort of serves as a security camera. And my friend was like talking to the guy at the register and they were chatting and like her son was like just, you know, roaming around, found the mirror. And all of a sudden she just hears a voice from the back of the store going, Mom, my penis looks huge in this store. And they were like, oh, okay. But like, can't you see your son doing that? Like,
oh, yes. I can see. I really can. And I can just see there's going to be trouble ahead. Just what I was going to tell you, and this is like a bit, I mean, this is not a good story in any way, because my poor child, Poppy, my daughter, was on her scooter. I hate scooters. Why any? Don't ever recommend a scooter on this.
I hear you.
They're dangerous. And if she was on her scooter, she bumped into her brother's scooter. She got a lump the size of an egg on her forehead. Okay. Now, it instantly, as a mother, you're thinking, oh my God, school's going to think I did it. That's what you think.
Yeah.
You're like, and the teacher said to Poppy, oh, what happened to your head? Do you know what she did? She didn't say, I bumped into my brother's scooter. She just burst into tears and said, I don't want to talk about it. So,
oh no.
I then get like, I chat to the teacher and I'm like trying to like prove that I didn't do it, even though I know I didn't do it. And you get into this hole of despair. This happens as well. Sometimes they just don't say the right thing.
Yeah.
They don't say the darndest things. They just say the wrong thing.
So, I imagine that. Right. Like my mom pushed me. Like, I didn't push you. Like,
can you imagine?
Like your mom knocking into you accidentally. And it's like, oh, my mom pushed me down on the floor.
And then Louis joins her and says, I like the smell of my mum's vagina. And then we're in real trouble. So yeah, oh my gosh.
And they're booking you at the local prison. I mean, really. That is just, parenting, like, hats off, because I don't know. It seems like a lot of work. I just got a puppy. That's my limit right now. You know what I mean? Like, I can handle.
I'd love a puppy.
If you have two kids, I think you would find it okay. I think
it's too late.
It's a lot of pee and a lot of poop, but other than that, but so is children. So
it's too late. We bought two guinea pigs.
You have guinea pigs? How's that going?
No. Terrible.
What are their names?
Haribo and Snuffles. You can't say Snuffles. You have to say Snuffles.
Snuffles.
They hate us. They absolutely hate us. They shit everywhere. They pee everywhere. It's just disgusting. And all I wanted was a dog. How did we end up with them? I just, yeah.
Yeah. Two guinea pigs does not equal a dog. That math does not compute. No.
So if we get a dog now, the dog will eat the guinea pigs, which, but you know, that wouldn't be nice. But it
might solve some problems. Yeah, depending. Yeah, that is so funny. Okay, Nicola, I just feel like we're gonna have, we could talk for hours, but I have to know. I know you love shopping as much as I do.
Yeah,
I know you have an amazing podcast. You guys, Outspoken Beauty isn't just about beauty. It's just about, kind of like Gee Thanks isn't just about shopping. It's like conversations around like the things we use every day, the things we buy. Yeah. I talked about my favorite primer and the Janessa Myricks eyeshadow that I'm learning to use. And so now I'm dying to know, Nicola, what did you bring to Gee Thanks Just Bought It?
It's not beauty. Sorry.
I don't want it to be beauty. I want it to be anything.
I've got two options for you. You're going to choose. Okay. Oh, number one is a ceramic dildo called Prudence.
Okay. Well, yes. Okay.
And number two is a nose trimmer.
I need both, I guess, is my answer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I need both. I need to, I think you had me at ceramic dildo. So let's, as the saying goes, let's start there.
Christmas 2020 is coming. It's been a shit year. And my husband comes into the lounge and he says, Nicola, something's just been delivered. And I opened it and it was a ceramic dildo. I want to go and get it, but I can't because it's a bit gross. I don't want to show you something that I've used. But anyway, it's, and I was like, what the hell? Like, why would anyone put a ceramic dildo in themselves? It looked like a whisk. You know, it looked like something you'd use in the kitchen.
Sure.
It just didn't look. Okay, so then I looked into a bit more. Okay, it has a name. It's called Prudence. And it's been designed by, it's called a company called Fine Bone. A woman designed it. Okay, she designed it for herself.
Okay.
It is the best thing I have ever used. It is unbelievable. It's just a ceramic dildo, but it's changed my life.
Okay. Okay, I have a lot of questions. First of all, I thought you were going to be like, it's a really funny, like it's a vase, like you put flowers. I didn't know you actually use it. Like, I don't know.
You use it.
Use a ceramic dildo. Okay. So ceramic. A few weeks ago, we had Kate Bear, who is a New York Times bestselling poet. She came on to talk about the magic wand, which is the Hitachi, you know, like the big thing. It looks like a back massager, but it's actually really not a massager at all. But you can kind of fool your kids into thinking it's a back massager. Looks like this microphone. I think she said she tells her kids it's a karaoke microphone. I was like, that's just going to make your kids want to play with it. So maybe you should tell them something else.
Just hide it.
So it's very exciting that so quickly after that episode, we have someone else coming on the podcast to talk about a sex toy.
Yeah.
Ceramic dildo is not where I thought that would go.
No.
I need to know what, like, you like it better than any other, like, vibrate, like, any...
Literally.
I'm looking at an article about it right now because I'm, like, so... Oh, I see.
Have you seen it? Can you see it?
I see this. Yeah.
And it's quite beautiful. I mean, you might, if you were that way inclined, you might hang it off your wall or something.
It's like art. Yeah.
It's like art. But it's also, it's ceramic and it's shiny on the outside. And oh my God, do you hear I'm putting on this voice now?
Yeah, you're doing like around 1-900 number. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't mean to. But no, and it's, and when you get it, it's cold and hard. And you think, why on earth? I mean, isn't it dangerous that I would put something like that into my vagina? But as it warms up, how can I explain this? It just feels amazing. And it kind of, I don't want to get porno, but it kind of just slides in nicely and it goes in all the right places. And you're just thinking, I never knew that this could be a thing. It's amazing.
I'm literally in shock because I'm looking at the website and it's like, yeah, this looks like, you know,
a whisk.
It looks like, you know what it looks like? When you make guacamole and the mortar and pestle and you're like, you're smashing up. That is what is going in your vagina. This looks kind of great. Okay. So the tagline is good, hard, fun, which I kind of
and
like.
It's hard. It's very hard.
It's ceramic.
I mean, you can't get.
Aren't you afraid it's going to break?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, yeah, it hopefully won't. It hasn't yet. But do you know what I like about it? Okay, I'm just going to say a lot of sex toys are designed by men. And I lost my virginity to the purple pulser. Okay, I'm not joking. I was a very neurotic teenager. After the whole story of like Houston, whatever, I didn't want to have sex. So my friends took me to Ann Summers and we bought a purple glittery vibrator and it was called the Purple Pulser. And that's what I lost my virginity to. It had a face. It looked like a purple glittery cock. It was scary. Right. It was horrible. And it had blatantly been designed by a man. This is so sleek and feminine and minimalist. It's all women. And I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like it's... And I know the founder actually messaged me because I talked about it on my Instagram. And she was like, thank you so much. I put so much thought into this. I wanted women to feel something a bit different. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that woman.
I think this is revolutionary in a lot of ways. And I'm so Catholic, like talking about sex is like, oh my God, like sex. But I am married, so I have had sex before.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The jig is up. I'm not a virgin. But also like it did take me a while because I think, it, you know, especially like we talked about, you know, when young boys say things to you about your body and about you start thinking there's something wrong with you. I think having sex also for me was like a little bit scary because I was like, what if I take like what could be worse than taking off all my clothes and being in the most vulnerable situation of my life? And then this guy might like laugh at me or tell me like I'm doing something wrong or tell me my body is weird. And of course, that has not like it sort of that gets in the way of any sort of pleasure you might be experiencing, even though the first time doesn't yield too much. But you're right that like every dildo, every sex toy just looks like a huge penis. And I didn't even think, of course, because men designed it. It's like we don't let I know that this might be shocking to the men, but it's not the visual aesthetic of the penis that does it for us. You know, we don't need the sex toy to look like a dick. That's not why we like having sex. Like, if that's the kind of sex you like, if you're into being penetrated, it's not because the dick looks so great.
Nice.
And it's so funny that that is, you're so right, is that like all sex toys are like, well, it has to look like my penis in order for it to work.
I mean,
this just looks so beautiful. It looks kind of like a baby rattle that you would buy like a newborn with their name like engraved on it.
I mean, she should start doing that engraving. Can I just say, going back to the whole ugly penis thing, some guys get like a mold of their penis turned into a vibrator. Did you know you can do that?
I'm like, not surprised you can, but I haven't thought about it.
I love my husband, but I don't want a vibrator that looks just like
no thanks.
His penis.
I'm all set. I'm happy.
So there we go. Prudence. And I love that she's called Prudence. It actually has this name. But she, I don't know. I'm sure you can get hold of it in the US, but I honestly want women to try this. And I want to know if they're experiencing what I am or if it's just me, because it's just amazing. Amazing.
I am so excited to hear from anyone who ends up buying Prudence on Nicola's suggestion, because this is like, I mean, usually what we talk about on G-Thanks and also even the magic wand, it's like, it's like we've all heard of the magic wand, right? It's like the original vibrator. I think what I learned from that conversation with Kate was like, it's actually better than anything that they've developed in the last like 10 years. You know what I mean? Like old faithful, you know, is the magic wand. But this is like, I've never even heard of this before. I didn't know ceramic dildos were a thing. It makes so much sense. I know if you guys are listening and you haven't Googled Prudence while listening to this episode, you're probably like, what are they talking about? But when you Google it and you go to finebone.co.uk, you will understand what we're saying. Like, the shape of it is really nice. It's not like offensive looking. It almost is so unassuming that like, and I wouldn't suggest putting it out on your nightstand, but I also feel like with a lot of vibrators, you're like, once you're done using it and done washing it, you're like, you have to like open up like the trap door in your bedroom to like hide it. You're like, well, where am I going to put this huge penis? And I feel like this is like, you could just put it in the drawer, and if someone opens it, they're not going to immediately know what it is. Like oh, okay. No. I mean, that's great.
And also, if you do need to chop up some herbs and you need that pestle and mortar, but you don't have it, use Prudence. I mean, why not? You know, just clean her.
I love it. And it comes in like a little minty greenish blue and a pink, and it's really cute. It looks like it's 90 euros, and I don't know about the currency exchange.
Do you know how much dollars that is? My English
I don't.
I'm gonna look it up. 90 euros equal to dollars.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay, it's like 109 US dollars. So that's, you know, that I feel like that makes
quite a lot.
Sense. It's a lot, but it's like, again, quality. Like, most huge penis molds cost somewhere between $60 and $90, and those are just scary.
This is one. You'll keep her forever. You'll love her forever. She'll be your best friend. You can pass her on to the crowd.
Yeah. It's your family heirloom. You're like, oh my God, like, imagine, like, that is a scene in a movie where, like, you know, grandma has passed and we're cleaning out her cotton, and it's like, which of the grandkids want that? No one knows what it is. And it's like, I want grandma's ceramic mortar and pestle, like, and making guacamole with grandma's, like, I can't even believe. That is amazing. I mean, you have to do that now. Like, you're in the prime position. Leave a note behind. Be like, I made amazing guacamole with this. Please enjoy it while I'm gone.
Revenge is my grandma. My dear grandma Lily, who's very sadly passed. She's my best friend. I remember on her 85th birthday, she said, Nicola, could you get me one of those vibrate-y thingies? I was like, I mean, I never did. I regret that. I never got her one, but she wanted one.
Oh my God. She's going to haunt you. She's going to haunt you, Nicola. She's going to be like, you never got me the vibrator.
I know.
I'm so sorry to hear of her passing. She sounded cool. I mean, no, but like, honestly, that is cool.
She was so cool. She was so cool. Yeah, she was amazing. Oh my God. I never imagined this would go in this direction. When
I'm so happy it did.
when I was invited on this podcast, I was imagining a nice, innocent chat. And we've
gone, never, oh my God. Never. Penis University, glitter tits. If we cover the spread here, I that is so cool about your grandma, and it also is like, I think people really need to remember too that like, all of our grandmas have had sex. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They know pleasure, I hope. And they want pleasure. I mean, yeah, everyone, if your grandmother is still with you, please, you know, Christmas is only 6 months away. The ceramic dildo makes a great gift.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and she will take it as she wants to. So if she wants to use it to make her guac, she'll do that. And if she doesn't, she won't. I think so. Yeah. Grandmas like pleasure.
That's okay? Right.
They do.
And right. Yes. And when and we will get, if we respect that now, you know, while we're young, hopefully we will see that same respect in return when we are in our 80s. Hopefully our generations of our grandchildren will be like, Grandma, I got you. This vibrator,
butt plug.
Yeah, I got you a butt plug. I got you anal beads for Merry Christmas. Okay, I love this. I'm so happy you brought it.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, when it came in the mail, before we move on to the nose trimmer, which I love, you know, the contrast of products that you brought. When it came in the mail, were you like, what did you know? So you didn't know it was coming. Your husband's like, okay, there's something here for you. How did you use it immediately that night? You were like, I'm going in.
Yeah. I thought, what the hell is this? This is obscene. And I hid it away for 3 months. Then one night I was like, do you know what? I'm going to try this. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow. Okay. Yes. I mean, what a sell. I really hope that it's available in the US, because I have to imagine. And I love that it's a woman owned business. And I love that she's just one person.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And there's, honest, I know we've joked, but on a serious note, I am a very big believer in women feeling able to talk about masturbation and feeling. One of my things is, if you don't know what pleasures you, how can you ever tell somebody else?
Yes.
And how can you ever get the respect you deserve in the bedroom? And I think back to being younger and performing for men, and I don't think that's right. So you need to ask for pleasure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And exactly right. Like, and that's what we're taught. Like, when we're younger, it's like, oh, what can we do to make them feel great? It's like, who cares?
Who cares? Make us feel great. You
make
bastards.
Us feel great.
You sweaty
bastards.
You sweaty, stinky boys.
It's so true. I love this so much. I think this is wonderful. What a fun recommendation. Thank you so. I love that they say fuck yourself, not the planet. They are a sustainable company. They're hypoallergenic. They're not porous. They're compatible with your body. I mean, this all, it's like when I heard ceramic, I was like, no way. But also, like, now that I'm reading the website, I'm like, duh. Yes. You know, this makes so much sense. Yeah.
So much sense. Yes.
And it comes in like a cotton bag for storage, and that's great.
It ticks all the boxes. It's sustainable, it's pretty, it's feminist.
Amazing.
I love it.
Amazing. Okay. I love this. I think our audience is going, because there was a while where people were like, okay, the podcast has been on for a year and a half, how come you haven't done sex toys yet? And I'm like, because I was raised Catholic and I literally can't say the word penis. But now the the Pandora's penis box is open, and that's all I talk about. It's penis all day long. Are you guys happy? So this is really exciting. It's like two sex toy episodes sort of within a 6 week span of each other. It's like a gift.
Brilliant.
And now the nose hair trimmer. Moving on to another sexy phallic object that image goes into a hole in your body. Tell me about the nose hair trimmer.
Okay, like, I told you before, I'm hairy and I get hairs on my chin. When I was 18, I made up a song about the hairs on my chin. And the final line was, it's not fair that I was born with excess hair. Yeah, and it's a song me and my sister often sing it. But anyway, so chin hairs, bum hairs, tummy hairs, leg hairs, and nose hairs. And nose hairs is not, you know, you don't really think about it until you look in the mirror and you think, oh, shit, I've got nose hairs. And I'd love to be that woman who says, actually, I'm just going to happily go out proud and have my nose hairs hanging there, but I don't want it. So I bought myself a nose hair trimmer. I bought myself the Babyliss 5-in-1 nose trimmer. Wow. And it was a life changer.
That feels serious to me. Like,
yeah, it's marketed for men, but I thought I'm going to buy the one marketed for men because I don't want some kind of, you see, I don't want the prudence for noses. I want the hardcore cock for noses. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And that's the real truth is like, you have to, yes, like, it's like, you know, the pink tax, you know, like the razor, all that stuff. You're so right. So you were like, okay, we're going hardcore into the nose hair trimmer game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hardcore nose hair trimmer recommended by my dad. Thank you very much, Doug.
And, thank you, Doug.
And there's like a little, and there's a little kind of, so it comes with a few little bits and bobs. You don't need them all. You just need the comby setting. There's a little comby thing. You just shove it up your nose, be a bit careful, and it just gets rid of the hairs. And it's simple and easy. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. And it's just Bob's your uncle. The nose hair's gone.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so you're skipping over a real crucial part, which is be careful. So what is, because I feel like I'd be like, oh yeah, and like nick my brain. You know what I mean? Like stick it so far up that I've like done damage. So
don't stick it up. Well, don't stick it up.
That's why we need you to tell us. Like, don't skip over the be careful part. We need the safety instructions. Like,
okay,
what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Be careful? Like, how far? I don't know.
Number one, do not put it all the way up your nose. That would be dangerous. Number two, don't worry about the inner nose hairs. They're natural. It's just the ones that hang out the nose you need to. I mean, actually, I'm saying
don't go
you need
up
to.
For anything you can't see on a glance at the mirror. Okay, I get that. Okay. No.
This is not a COVID test. This is just a nose hair trim, okay?
You could get confused. Who knows? You know, you never know. It's been a long year. We don't know.
And then, like, there's safety mechanisms in place. It's not going to cut your nose. Yeah. Be a bit careful. And you just kind of, like, to be honest, there's no real technique. Just brush it on that. I'm putting my finger up my nose. Just brush it on your hairy bits. And they just come out. It's so simple. Nice. Like, don't tweezer your nose hairs. It hurts too much.
No.
Do this instead. Some people like that. But no, just do this. So, yeah, it's really easy. Just be careful not to go too deep. And it just gets rid of them. And it makes you feel better when you have dangly nose hairs.
I like that. I mean, like, those are the little things too. You know, it's okay. Like, everyone's body hair journey is different and like everything's acceptable. But if there's something that does make you uncomfortable, like, you can, there are fixes. And what's funny is that, again, similar to sex toys, you know, I just started seeing kind of front and center. And especially, I think, in COVID, because people couldn't go get their waxes and their lasers and stuff, like, all of a sudden at Target, it's like the pink, like, hair, you know, like pubic hair trimmer, or like the the dermaplaning rather became very trendy right now, where you can get like the little hairs on your chin and on your upper lip, like you can do that. And it's like, it almost feels like for a while there, it was something that you wanted to buy covertly. Like, oh, I don't want anyone to know I have body hair. Like, we all do. You know what I mean? And like, if you like it and you want to keep it, great. Some people do. That's awesome. If you want to get rid of it, great. If you want to use X tool to get rid of it versus Y, if you want to go get lit, like, that's all fine. And I think that to know that, like, these products exist for women also, because like you said, like, nose hair trimmers are so like, the manly nose hair trimmer that like dad has. And like, you got the recommendation from your dad.
From my dad. From
you
Doug.
Know,
yeah.
From Doug. You know, it's like these things were made for the Dougs of the world. And like, they should be for us too. It should be like a gender neutral situation. Like, all of our noses have hair in them. Like, newsflash.
Exactly.
So, and if you want to get rid of the one tiny.
Also,
it's like, it feels like a duh moment, but it's 2021 and we're still not totally there.
Yeah, and you don't need to, by the way, pay loads of money for a feminine shaving gel or for a razor for women, because the male ones are fine and they're half the price.
They're half the price. And they're honestly better because they're like,
yes.
Women's hair is like little feathers and they're so wispy. And like men's hair is like a lawn. And like, I'm like, well, my hair is a lawn too. So we need the men's stuff. But like, it's like, yes. It's like women's razors are like the women shaving their legs on leg shaving commercials just already don't. Have oh. smooth legs.
I can't even talk. I can't even talk about it. They need to get me pre-laser on there and see the lines going through the black thick hair where three hairs go through one pore.
Yeah. They need to get that spot on my ankle that I've missed for the last six months that I'll never get or like my knees. And I think there's a company, Billy. Yes. Do you guys have Billy in the UK?
Now, I don't know. Tell me, what did Billy do?
So Billy is a razor company. It's kind of one of those like subscription. The idea is like, you know, you pay $9 a month and every 4 weeks or however often you need them, they send you new blades for your razor and you never really have to go out to the store again. But
I think we might.
In their in a lot of these new startup subscription razor companies, they've finally started showing people shaving who are shaving away actual hair, because that's what you use a razor for. And it worked really well. It went over really, really well with the consumer, because it was like, well, finally, like, if I have to see one more Skintimate advertisement of a woman who has no hair on her legs spending a lot of time shaving her legs, I just kind of think that woman doesn't really know what a razor is and she's wasting her time. Like,
it's also like period commercials when they use the blue liquid to represent the blood. I'm like, if my period ever looks like that, I am going to A&E straight away.
Isn't that funny? Like, based on the period commercials, if I, like, when I got my period, I would have thought I was dying. Like, I thought, you know what I mean? Like, every period commercial told me I was going to be, like, bleeding, like, pissing chlorine into a diaper. And all of a sudden you get, like, a blood clot and you're like, wow, this doesn't seem correct. Well,
no, who cares?
And they wouldn't even show, that's so funny. Like, I mean, I know that this has been chatted about and, like, everything, but, like, they won't even show red liquid. Like, it's blue. What is so?
Oh my god! It's just I can't even handle it.
Period looks like, and if yours looks like chlorine, please see a professional. Like, please
see a professional immediately. Just, can I just say, circling it back to the children, just very quickly. Yes. My kids walked in on me when I was changing my sanitary towel, and my daughter said, "What's that, mommy?" And I wasn't ready for. I'm very, very open, as you've probably found out, but I wasn't ready for that. So I said, "Mommy's laid an egg," And the kids spent half the day saying, "Mommy's a hen. Mommy's a hen." I was like, shit, this has gone so wrong.
You're like, oh, that was wrong. It's like Kate, who told her kids that the vibrator was the microphone. They're like, oh, this just made it worse. Like,
oh my God.
That was always like, I always hear stories and I don't remember like my mom doing that in front of me, but I remember, like, I know that some of my friends do it in front of their kids and just sort of normalize it, everything, but you know, the tampon string or whatever, and one of my friends goes, "Mom's changing her batteries." Like, I kind of love that, like, oh, that's her charger cable hanging.
Mom's changing her
batteries. Oh, mom's changing her batteries. Like, so nonchalant.
My mom used to sit on the loo and I used to say, "Mommy, what's the white string?" And she used to be like, "There isn't one." Right. I said, "But mom, there was, I can see it." She'd deny it, even though I could see it. What the...
This is why therapists make so much money. Like, we have all been ruined and then we turn around and ruin another generation. Like, what white string? You're like, "The white string that I'm looking at." She's like, "Wow, like, you are sort of crazy."
That's exactly it. And when my kids are older, they'll go to the therapist and say, "My mom was a hen."
Oh, I'm a baby. Like, oh, you asked if I was a girl, a boy, prefer not to say. Is there room to write baby hen? And he's like, "What?" And you're like, "Yes, my mother was a hen." And it's like, oh, we'll start there. Well, I'm a baby chick. Is there like a spot on the form for that?
I love
that. Kate's kids will be in therapy being like, "That thing was not a microphone." Like, you know, my kids will be like, "I thought, you know, only boys got horny. That's what my mom said."
And then, do you know what it will be? While they're at the therapist, they'll be making that guacamole.
Yes, exactly. They'll like bring it in for the doctor. They're like, oh, some homemade. Like, I'm my mother hen's special recipe. I love it. Like, this is a sitcom you and I need to write. Like, we need to now, like, be a writing team.
I feel like you're the woman I've always needed to know. Like, you're my, I don't know what you are, but this can't be the end, Caroline.
No, it's not it's never the end. We are like kindred spirits separated by like a country and an ocean, but it's really happening. Like, you guys are here. Like, one day you guys are going to be watching a television show. You'll have long forgotten about us, but then you will see someone making guacamole with the porcelain dildo and you'll be like, something conjures in the mind. I remember them. And you'll find out that it was our show. We were writing it. Nicola, I'm so happy that we have now met, that we have now done each other's podcasts. Like, this was so much fun. You've introduced me to a brand new world of dildos.
Shame.
But I just feel better than ever. I am so excited. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, it's been so good. And I've laughed so much. Thank you.
Best laugh ever. You guys, if you don't listen to Outspoken Beauty yet, I know that you have already gone and subscribed, because how could you not want to hear more of Nicola Bond? She is just so funny. You can listen to the episode that I did with her, and I'm sure she'll be back for many more episodes. Special shout out to her dad, Doug, for the nose hair trimmer recommendation. To her dad's friend, Derek. So sorry I've besmirched your good name. Remember, you guys, not only boys get horny, remember that if a sweaty 14-year-old makes fun of you, they are sweaty and 14 and they cannot dull your shine. Nicola, thank you so much. We will link to everything we talked about in this episode, and we'll see you next week for another episode of G Thanks Just Bought It.